time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities. Imagine, today is the first day of your uni life. How do you feel? Excited and confident? Or maybe a little anxious? How do you think you'll cope? And how can you make the learning experience easier? For an insight, join Susan Fern and members of the World Service Class of 2001.
Well, if you think you might have problems, don't worry, you're not alone.
Entering to the English-speaking education system for me was quite a change. And the main problem were, of course, understanding lectures, because the academic English is quite high level of speaking. Therefore, the first was to become familiar with the listening and understanding.
I think the pronunciation of English people is not the same as I learned in school. I come from Ivory Coast. It's in West Africa. My teacher in my country has a French accent, the teacher of English, and it's not the same accent here. So I think the pronunciation, the accent are quite different.
You know how to express yourself in your own language. You know what you want to say, but it's difficult to put it in the exact words.
In this series, we'll enter the world of further education and focus particularly on some of the linguistic problems experienced by students like you. And we'll try to identify strategies for coping with studying another language. Students and teachers will share their tips on effective learning and give advice on some of the pitfalls to avoid. There'll be a mix of theory, practice, and personal experience. In this first programme, we focus on a special kind of English course designed to prepare students for their studies. It's called EAP.
EAP is actually studying English for academic purposes.
Christine Reeves teaches at Bell Norwich, a language school in the east of England.
That means studying English, the kind of English that you're likely to need to cope with life and with studying at a British university or any other English-speaking university. It could be the United States, it could be Australia. And it prepares and it gives them the necessary skills which enable them to manage their studies.
English for academic purposes is a particular kind of English used by a particular group of people. If you speak academic English, you'll know a special vocabulary associated with your subject, and you'll be used to writing or speaking in a particular way. You'll know how to structure an essay or a report, for example, and you'll be familiar with the language used in lectures, seminars, and tutorials. If you study EAP, you'll practice special language skills for studying at a high level, and you'll gain a number of useful strategies to make your learning more effective. Christine Reeves again.
Most EAP courses would cover various components. For example, here at Bell, the components that we would always cover would be study skills. The students would also do quite a heavy component of writing. There would be a lecture, a weekly lecture, to help them practice their various skills. And there would normally be a component of social English, just to make sure that they can manage different situations, for example, at the bank and that kind of thing.
An EAP course introduces you to the special language associated with the academic world, common words, expressions, and particular structures. It provides a range of advanced study skills. A good EAP course will give you training in general English as well. During your university course, you lead a double life: on duty, as a student, grappling with academic ideas in academic English, and off-duty in everyday situations using less formal English. It's not unusual to have problems in both areas.
I would like to be more fluent with my speaking because I've got the ideas in my mind, but I don't have the enough language to transmit my ideas. That's my problem.
In the case of English language, there are many kind of accents. And when you learn the language in your country, you only learn the English prepared for learning English. That is a more careful accent, then it's not very fast. And when you come here, honestly, sometimes I cannot understand anything. Some people speak very fast. Some people speak with not care, stressing well the words that they say. So sometimes it's very difficult to follow them.